The biggest team you can stream. You're listening to The Rush with Ryan and Jay on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And we want to get Mayor John Tory in here. We know it's a very busy day down at Council. Mayor Tory, 5:35 on a Wednesday. Great to have you.
Hello, guys.
News Talk 1010 has learned how ticketing is going to work for Saturday and Wednesday games when it comes to TFC. Game one on Saturday, they're going to do 7,000 tickets. The club will host healthcare workers, first responders, season seat members. Wednesday, 15,000 tickets will be offered to season seat members. And then, of course, any tickets remaining will be distributed to the public. Exciting news, though.
Yeah, and I hope we can come to grips the same way with the Blue Jays, because they've got a lot of exciting talent, and watching it on TV is kind of frustrating. Could you imagine watching Vladdy hit one of those boomers of his? I suspect he'd get hit right out of the Sky Dome, right out of the Rogers Center. So, you know, look, it's proof positive that we're coming back, that we're opening up. I hope we can continue to do it safely, and I think the 7,000 limit for the first game is evidence that you're going to have people spaced out through the stadium, and it's outside, so that's safe. So is the Rogers Center when it's not raining. So, this is all positive news, and I think we're just going to be excited to have these teams back and be able to go cheer them on.
Now, what's interesting, too, is right alongside of this is the Royal Agricultural Fair decides today to make an announcement that they're going to be virtual in November. So I guess there's still a lot of caution depending on the event.
Well, the caution is twofold, though, Jay. It's both healthcare, but it's also commercial, in the sense that, because I talked to them about this, and I was kind of hoping they could hang on long enough to be able to make a different decision, because, November is some distance away. But, they've got to sign a lot of contracts. They've got to let all the exhibitors know, because, they bring all the animals and different things down to the exhibition place. And so it's really just that kind of consideration that's almost more important. I don't think it's pessimistic about the health situation. I think it's just uncertainty, and they can't afford as an organization. Just like the CNE. They're just not in a position with some huge war chest to be able to say, fine, we can take a chance on the whole thing not being able to be held and sign big contracts now. So I think that's as much a part of this as anything else.
I know you've got a lot going on at the City Council right now. We're going to come to a couple of things that are on the agenda, but yep. I understand the debate over Dundas Street is happening. Is there any update on the renaming process?
Well, I'll be the final speaker, and I'll speak as soon as I get off the air with you, and then the vote will be taken immediately thereafter, and I think it's going to pass. There's been a lot of points made. This is the beginning of a process. It's the decision in principle on the changing of the name away from a person who never visited here, never did anything here that was worthy of note that was contributed to Toronto. And the historical consensus of the historians is he had a lot to do with delaying the abolition of slavery. And there's a debate about that, but most of the historians agree with that. And so you have to ask yourself, in the Toronto of 2021, would we be honoring somebody on one of our most important streets with having his or her name on that street if they had that history? And I think the answer is an overwhelming no. So all the other issues, including what you do with future, claims or whatever of this kind, are going to be the subject of a further discussion by the city manager to bring a process back. But the decision in principle on Dundas Street to change the name, and again, there'll have to be a process on to what, will be made in the next 10 minutes.
So something else being debated is new rules to legalize rooming houses in all of Toronto. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, the thinking behind it is that it's a function going all the way back to the amalgamation of the city more than 20 years ago. And they, at the time, Toronto allowed for multi-unit buildings and the other parts of the city that, as we know it today, did not. And what that's led to is not that there aren't so-called rooming houses, multi-unit housing units in the other parts of the city. They're just illegal, and they tend to proliferate around colleges, for example, where somebody will take a house and divide it into 10 rooms, and then what goes with that, and a complete inability to regulate it because we don't have the power to in those parts of the city, is cars parked all over the place, the property not kept properly, a fire danger that exists, and there have been people literally killed in fires in these places. And so if you regulate it, it gives you then the power to enter and to deal with these kinds of issues that I've been mentioning, to impose standards, to say there's a maximum number of rooms that you can put in any one of these kinds of units, and at the same time preserve the housing for the students, because they need housing, since a lot of the colleges, for example, in the suburbs don't have a lot of residences. So that's what we're coming to grips with. And again, it's controversial because people think, incorrectly in my view, that there will be a whole bunch more of these houses on their street if this goes forward. Really, what we're trying to do is regulate them, have a much more powerful enforcement mechanism, but with the power of law behind it.
Mayor Tory, I know you're a good man. You keep your word. I know you kept your word to keep in and be with us today, but you got other things going on. So let's cut it short for today. We'll reconvene on Friday. How does that sound?
We'll do it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Toronto's Mayor John Tory. He's got city business going on. I don't want to pester the guy with my questions. Like what's happening right now? I don't know. Ryan and Jay are holding up the entire debate about Dundas Street. You know, I feel like a tool.
There's been more than one occasion where you've actually heard people speaking, and you'll hear his name in the background as we're talking. So we'll let the guy focus on the city and not have to worry about us two chuckleheads.
I feel it's very nice, and he respects you in the audience, even if the feeling isn't reciprocated all the time. He respects you enough to keep his commitment to you every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we do appreciate that. But I don't feel comfortable holding up city business, and he's conflicted because he's a good guy at the end of it all.